This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. One day ahead of the start of public impeachment hearings in the U.S. House of Representatives, U.S. President Donald Trump said in a speech that his presidency has transformed the U.S. economy. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The president told the Economic Club of New York his administration delivered on promises and exceeded expectations by a very wide margin, claiming creation of 7 million jobs.
We beat predictions by more than three times the highest estimate that I saw during the campaign.
The actual numbers show job creation was closer to 6 million. The president says part of the turnaround was to get rid of what he called disastrous trade deals.
In short, the failed political class sold out American workers, sold out American prosperity, and sold out the American dream.
The president also said the economy could be even stronger without the influence of the Federal Reserve. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump is set to meet Wednesday with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Reuters' Emily Wither has that story.
Just before he boarded the plane, Erdogan said he'd be telling Trump that the U.S. had failed to keep its promises on Syria and did not remove the Syrian Kurdish YPG militia, America's allies in the fight against Islamic State, from along Turkey's border.
We'll express with documents that our agreement on this military operation has not been fulfilled.
Then there's Turkey's purchase of Russian missile defense systems. The U.S. has been livid over it, while Turkey has just shrugged off threats of U.S. sanctions. Washington did remove Turkey from the F-35 fighter jet program, getting Erdogan to drop his plans to use the S-400s and agree to a permanent ceasefire in Syria will be Washington's main goals of the meeting.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither reporting. This is VOA News.